One of the rarest mammals in North America apparently has been spotted in Yosemite National Park in California for the first time in nearly 100 years. It's the Sierra Nevada red fox. There are only about 50 left in North America. Kerry Cobb is a park ranger at Yosemite, and Professor Ben Sachs runs the Mammalian Ecology and Conservation Unit at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. They're both with us now. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Kerry, I want to start with you. No one actually saw this fox in person. How do you know it was there?
Well, we actually, in the northern part of the park, have a motion-sensitive camera set up. So we actually captured via photographs two times where a fox came into Yosemite National Park. The first time was on December 13th of 2014, and then most recently on January 4th. So we're still unsure if it's one fox or two foxes. But either way, it's the first confirmed sighting in 100 years of a Sierra Nevada red fox actually in the boundaries of Yosemite National Park.
And I know that you actually saw one a few years ago north of Yosemite. Tell us what it looks like. What does this fox look like?
I did see one, and it was very unexpected. They're very cute. They're not as big as you would think they are. They're smaller than a coyote. They have a beautiful red color. And I was very lucky that this fox actually just walked right by me and sat down and allowed me to watch him or her for probably 10 minutes. I knew it was something that a lot of people do not get to see, and I'm very lucky to actually have seen that.
Professor Sachs, how big of a deal is this?
Well, I think it's a very big deal. I think what's really exciting was that just a few years ago, we discovered that there were any Sierra Nevada red foxes in this region at all. We had been monitoring this population and trying to find the extent of it. There's a lot of putative Sierra Nevada red fox habitat in the backcountry of Yosemite that hasn't been well surveyed, and I'm really hoping this will open up the doors to a lot more funding resources for the park biologists to actually continue their surveys that they've begun and do so more thoroughly.
Well, why is this Sierra Nevada red fox almost extinct? What is the problem?
That's the million-dollar question. We don't know for sure. It's possible that one of the initial things that drove them to such low numbers was simply fur trapping earlier in the previous century. But why haven't they rebounded? One of the things we're looking at is genetic effects, inbreeding depression that may be preventing them from reproducing. Hmm. Another possibility is recreational use, whether over snow vehicle use, snowmobiles in the winter can potentially pack down snow and make it easier for larger competitors such as coyotes to get to the higher elevation habitats where Sierra Nevada red fox typically overwinter.
And Kerry, now that you've had this sighting, do all the visitors to Yosemite just want to try and find this red fox?
Well, where it was spotted is definitely an area that it's going to take a lot of effort and time for people to get out to. And of course, we're not going to release exactly where that was. And the news is just kind of starting to trickle out there. So I think that more people will get excited about it. However, it isn't something that most people are going to see while they're here. It still gives us an opportunity to educate visitors about these majestic animals.
That's Kerry Cobb, a park ranger at Yosemite National Park in California. We've also been speaking with Professor Ben Sachs, who runs the Mammalian Ecology and Conservation Unit at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, talking about this rare Sierra Nevada red fox that was spotted for the first time in nearly 100 years inside Yosemite National Park in California. Photo at our website, hereandnow.org. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.